Hello, this is Pete Beck III, pastor of LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Today's message is from a series entitled Discipleship 101. This message is, Are You Stuck, Confused, Desperate? Life is a journey with plenty of ups and downs, easy times and difficulties. All of us must make important choices along the way, and these decisions often have far-reaching consequences. Sometimes we can back away from a bad decision and get back on the right path. Other decisions we make tend to lock us into a bad outcome that may leave us feeling stuck, confused, or desperate. All believers have the Bible to guide them. It is up to us to study God's Word and familiarize ourselves with the truths it teaches, seeking to apply them to each life situation. Psalm 119:105 says, Your Word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. This is from the New Living Translation. In addition, Jesus is the Lord of life and positions himself at every fork in the road in each of our life journeys, offering his guidance and protection if we will choose to walk with him. All believers are indwelled by God's own Spirit, who guides us from within. Every follower of Christ has the ability to hear his voice and sense his guidance. John 10, verse 27 says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's from the New American Standard Bible. Even when we do not have any objective way to discern his voice, we know that the Spirit guides us nevertheless in imperceptible ways. These pivotal forks in the road on our life journey test our willingness to follow the Spirit and our ability to trust in God and his power, protection, provision, wisdom, and love. If we're not yet at a place where we are able to trust in God, we generally try to figure out things for ourselves and rely on whatever strengths and understanding we think we have. By nature, we generally tend to become independent operators in a world which God designed for us to continually depend upon Him. Whenever we choose to walk alone, it often leads to an increasingly difficult and confusing path, causing much consternation and eventually, perhaps, desperation. Sin invariably produces bad consequences, even if they are slow in coming. If we choose to walk away from Jesus and his path for us, he will pursue us, using the difficulties that we encounter to help us come to our senses and return to him and his path of life. People tend to get stuck in life when we are unable to trust God in some area and fail to take the road Jesus offers. There are multiple reasons why we get stuck: fear, pride, rebelliousness, greed, lust, and the list goes on. Basically, we get stuck or choose wrong paths when we love something or someone more than we love God. This is what the Bible calls idolatry. Idols can do nothing for us except strip us of our dignity and drain the very life out of us. Serving false gods is based on having false beliefs and false hopes. Jesus is the only one who offers real life and hope. He is the only one who can be safely trusted. Are you stuck? Have you become increasingly aware that somewhere along the way you took a wrong turn and now things have gotten dark and confusing for you? Are you finally ready to surrender your life to Jesus? You can be assured that he has been keeping a watchful eye upon you, waiting for the turnaround. If you return to him, he will never, ever reject or belittle you. Instead, He will place your feet back on the highway of life and remove the desperation and the confusion. It's good to be back under the shepherd's care. Let me conclude by reading a passage from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 22 from the New Living Translation. O people of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. He will be gracious if you ask for help. He will surely respond to the sound of your cries. And though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, He will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Your own ears will hear Him. Right behind you, a voice will say, "This is the way you should go," whether to the right or to the left. And then you will destroy all your silver idols and your precious gold images, and you will throw them out like filthy rags, saying to them, "Good riddance."